Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Zurian Show. The Zurian Show brings and shares powerful and useful information to our listeners. The show is great for those looking for the positive in the world. The goal of the show is to share great information on a number of topics and great subjects. Many of the subjects covered are not only great information, but helpful insights. The Zurian Show even shares some of life's greatest lessons from time to time. Thank you for listening, and now to our host, Zurian.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Zurian Show. And as always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and of course, good spirits. As for us, we are doing just fine. Ladies and gentlemen, in the world that we live in, each and every one of us must deal with people. Because if we're not dealing with people, we're probably not really living. Most of us can't crawl into a box. Most of us can't stay in our little cubicles. Most of us have to come out our house. Most of us need to buy groceries and wash clothes and get gas. And, you know, some of us like to take vacations. All of those things, including seeing your significant other, dealing with family, all of those things require you to network, to talk to people, to communicate with other individuals. Even in some cases, if you're sitting at home on your computer, just sending emails or using social media or any of those particular things, you are doing some type or some form of networking. Well, today, ladies and gentlemen, what I'd like to talk to you about is, I guess you guessed it, networking. Do you know how to network? If you don't know, we can help you find a way to find success in your networking. Okay. First off, number one, I find that a lot of people believe that they know how to network because they've got a big book of business, because they're making a lot of money, because they've got a lot of clients, all of these different things. Well, guess what? I found time and time again from dealing with veterans and people that are not veterans, from dealing with people that are new at it, never did it, to even some people that are social butterflies. Most people do not know how to network. Most people do not know how to communicate. So this is really crucial for you guys that go to a lot of networking events or go to a lot of business events and again, social events, and you're interacting with other people and you believe that you're networking. Well, let me kind of make a correction there. You are networking. The question is, are you networking effectively? Are you getting the message that you want to get across? Are you growing relationships? As they say in BNI, are you creating VCP? Are you creating visibility? Are you getting credibility? And is that visibility and that credibility turning into profitability? You know, there's an old saying. They used to say, it's not what you know, it's who you know. Well, there's another extent to that. It's really not what you know, and it's really not who you know. It's who knows you, and how do they feel about you? How do they interact with you? Are they people that know you and want to do business with you? Are they just people that every time they see you and they think of, oh, my God, here comes this annoying pain in the butt. Here comes this aggressive, arrogant, whatever person. Here comes this sexist. Here comes this pushy guy or gal. Here comes this person that's going to just talk, and it's all going to be about them, or it's going to be about their product, their service, their function, their family. Is it going to be something where when people walk away from you, they want to learn more? In most cases, people are walking away from you and they are either confused, okay, or they are annoyed and aggravated. You do not want to be that type of networker. You do not want to be that type of person that is not really getting their point across, They may have, you may have said everything that you wanted to say. You may have shared everything that you want to share, but people aren't listening. The days of the screaming and hollering and the badgering and the pressing and the, okay, sign my form, okay, come to my event, hey, aren't you coming to my event, hey, let me send you another email, my event is coming up. Ladies and gentlemen, those days are pretty much dead. Now, there's a few people that get away with it. There's a few people that are very pushy, and they push you so much that they become, that you just figure it's better than to be aggravated to just go ahead and say you're going or sign up or pay the $200, $300, $400 or whatever it is that you have to attend to go to the event. But here's the problem. The problem is, are you going to go to the event? And here's the problem for the person that's providing the networking function. Are people going to come back? You know, you can only bug people so much. There's only certain people you can use a pressure tactic on. There's only certain people you can embarrass to take advantage of your opportunity. You need to, one, deliver. You know, I've been to a lot of networking events, and there's two that are very interesting. One, the individual that runs this particular networking event has been very successful, you know, has done a lot of different things, has had a lot of success in his life, be it in the sports world and in the business world. However, what happened in my belief, and this is my belief, the person set it up wrong. They put out professional athletes and all of that stuff, and the professional athletes came. They came to support their friends. But they also came with the mindset that there were going to be women there, and those women were going to want to kiss up to professional athletes and so forth and so on. So instead of it being really the business type of environment that the individual wanted, it became a dating competition. So people came to make out, pretty much. People came to make another type of connection other than a business connection. And this individual has different sponsors and things like that to come to their event. Well, okay, they started off wrong. No problem. Time to turn around, time to make the correction, and time to move forward to the next level of what we're going to do. Well, what this individual does is that instead of slowly working towards a new path because you created your problem, this person yells and screams and hollers at the individuals that are now at their event, telling them that they're there to do business, that they're there to make money. And then they go on a diatribe. Now, remember, nobody wants to hear about your problems because we already have our own anyway. But then they go on a diatribe about how they need money, and how they're there because they're a professional, and all of this other stuff, which does what? It alienates every individual there, whether it's supposed to be for them or not. It causes people to not want to stay with the particular individual, and you've got people that want to feel that person's pain. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I was a law enforcement officer for New York and Virginia. I've spent 22 years in the United States Marine Corps. I've got 4 grown children, and I don't need some pompous punk, in my words, to tell me about why he's there, what he needs, and what he's running, okay? I don't care if there isn't any admission price. It's rude, it's arrogant, and you just insulted everybody in that room. So for everybody that is a vendor with this individual, I can't even, because you said it to them too. And they invited their friends. They invited their prospects, as we call it, all of the above. They've alienated them. Then we have another event where you get people that come in and there's no interaction of business, or the amount of people that actually make a successful connection are minimal. People want results. We don't live in a crockery type world anymore where you can crock pot your meat. Everybody in the world today is more of a microwave meal type of person. So you've got people that are trying to microwave their success and microwave their business and microwave their relationships and everything else. Everybody wants it fast. So for you guys that are running these networking events, and this really isn't about you, but we're going to get to everybody else too, you need to remember that you are dealing with human beings. In a lot of cases, you're dealing with human beings that may not have had the success that you've had, and you also need to be teaching them. And in order to teach them, you need to walk the walk and talk the talk. And you also need to listen more than you speak. Most people are speaking more than they're listening, and they're missing the boat. Now, for you guys that are out there looking to improve your networking, first off, you need to be specific in what it is that you're doing. You need to be specific in what it is that you want. You need to be specific in how you address people and what you come with. You also should really consider the fact that you're in business to help people. Most businesses are service-based. Even if you have a product, I mean, have an actual hard product, you have to have a service-based mentality to deal with it, to meet the individuals there. So that means you need to kind of befriend them. You need to be professional. You need to never raise your voice and act a fool. You need to also present yourself in a professional manner, be it men or women. Guys, do not go to networking events to look for a date. Ladies, do not go to networking events looking for your new prospective husband or wife or whatever it is that trips your trigger. Be professional and go with a giver mindset. Go with a how can I help you? Go with a how can I educate you on what it is that I do? And also go with the two ears and the one mouth that you have. Most people go with five mouths, zero ears, because they're not listening. They're not paying attention. They're not doing the things that are going to help them to stimulate a relationship. So that VCP, which is a B&I term, I'm not stealing it, is something that they're not establishing. And because they're not establishing that, they're so busy waiting for their turn to speak that they're missing the opportunity to share what's necessary with the particular individual that they're looking at. Now, there's another thing when it comes to networking. One, you know, I truly believe in the B&I thing, giver's gain. You need to be a giver. Now, understand that that can only go so far. If you've got a person that's going to be take, then, of course, that's somebody that you need to cut off. That's somebody that you don't need to do business with. The other thing is, ladies and gentlemen, if you want somebody to do business with you based on your business and what you're sharing with these other people, you need to be willing to do business with them. I have a very strong motto. If you won't do business with me and I know that I have a product that can help you and that you can benefit from and the guy next to you will do business with me, you are going to lose me. The reason you're going to lose me is because guess what? I've got to pay my bills too. I want success just like you do. So I look at it in the sense of, why won't you do business with me? And if this person will, then that's who I should do business with. All right? I want to patronize you. I want to have loyalty to you. I want to deal with you. But if you're not going to be reciprocal, don't even think I'm going to stay. It's just like some of you guys that have social media. If you have a Facebook page and I can't just put on comments, I might join your page. I might friend it. But once I realize that if I have something that I want to say, I can't interject it, guess what? I'm defriending you. I'm getting off your like page. I'm moving that like. Why? Because social media, ladies and gentlemen, is just that. It's social media. I'm not going to clog up my social media channels with somebody that only wants to throw stuff at me, only wants to just dictate stuff to me, wants to share with me what they want to share with me and doesn't want to openly accept my comments. So for you guys, too, that have these live stream TV programs and all of that stuff or have these live streams on Facebook and all this other stuff that you're doing, know now. If I put in a comment or I put in a question and you don't air that question, and I strongly suggest that everybody that does any of these mediums does the same thing, guess what? If your whole thing is about you sharing your message with me and I can't share a message with you or I can't reply to you, ladies and gentlemen, get rid of those clowns. Unlike them. Get off their page. You have the power. You're not captive anymore. We don't live in a world where you have to accept crap anymore. Again, you guys that are in business, there's 20 other companies that do what you do or do something similar. So do you want our business or do you want to be in business by yourself and not making any money? Now, I know that there's a lot of people that are listening, and they're saying, well, you know, I don't really care if I lose those people because I've got my dedicated clients. That's fine. But what happens when they die? What happens when they fade away? What happens when somebody gives them a better price? Remember, anybody can beat you on price. A lot of people can come up to you on quality, but you're looking for loyal clients, loyal customers, because loyalty will beat out a lot of that stuff really quickly. All right? Service. A lot of people don't provide quality service anymore. So, you know, I did a talk not too long ago, and I talked about the population of Virginia, and that the population of Virginia from 2000 to basically 2012 really only went up by 100,000, 150,000, 180,000 people. We'll say 200,000 people. However, in one county, just one of the counties within Virginia, that county's population went up by 300,000 people between 2000 and 2012. So my question to all of the business people that were at this event was, how many of you had business that improved by 200 to 300 times? Because if you didn't, then that means you're probably continuing to do the same things you've been doing, and you're going to continue to get worse results than you've been getting. Why? Because eventually, that new guy that's willing to come in and interact with his customers and interact with his clients is going to take your milk. He's going to take your stuff. He's going to take your clients, or she. It doesn't really matter. So you have to be innovative, ladies and gentlemen, and you also have to be open. If you're marketing, if you're advertising, if you're communicating, you also have to be a giver. There are people that are giving. I'm not saying reduce your price. Again, price is the worst thing that you can do. But you need to build a relationship with the individuals that you plan to do business with and that you want to patronize you and use your stuff. You've got a show. You need to open up your chat room. You need to open up your phone lines. You need to get people to talk to you and interact with you. Networking is about people meeting people and then exchanging goods and services or advice or information. A lot of times, a lot of information that you want out there is free. It really is. However, most of us aren't willing to look for it. Most of us aren't willing to do the work to get that information. So we find a service. Again, we're not a civilization that's in the crock potting their food anymore. We're a civilization that's into microwaving everything. We want microwaved religion. We want microwaved relationships. We want microwaved business. We want microwaved success. We want a degree. We want all of these different things, and there's nothing wrong with a degree either. But there is something wrong with you thinking that a degree is going to get you where you want to be today. A degree is just one of the checkoff points and a number of other checkoff points. Remember, it's not what you know, it's not who you know, and it's not who knows you. It's who knows you and still wants to do business with you. It's who knows you and still wants to listen to you, communicate with you, deal with you, interact with you, whatever it is that you're talking about in the area of what we're doing. So in networking, you need to be friendly. You know, I've met some guys and gals in networking. You need a breath mint. All right, I'm going to be real with you. You need a breath mint. And the reason you need that breath mint is because you're humming. You're humming. There's some people, because of your culture, you eat certain foods. Well, guess what? If you're going to be networking with people that aren't from your culture, then you need to change your diet because that food is coming out of your pores. Little things mean a lot to everybody. Remembering a person's name, not just, hey, Joe, hey, Bob, hey, what's your name? That's not going to help your business. Your dress, you need to be dressed comfortable and, in some cases, in compliance with the dress code of the event that you're attending. You also need to listen. It's amazing how many people that I meet that tell me what a great communicator I am, and I've said almost nothing. I spent the entire time listening to them tell me about their MacGuffin, telling me about the thing they sell, telling me about the product or service that they do, which is what I call a MacGuffin. at the end of the conversation, that person is telling me what a great communicator I am, what a great speaker I am, what a great listener I am, and they're right, because all I did was listen. What great advice I've given them. You will be surprised at how many people want to talk. And guess what? If you listen to them now, after they've labeled you the greatest listener and the greatest advice giver of all times, yet you've really said nothing, the next time that you guys do talk, they'll listen more, and you'll get past those veils. You know, I had the pleasure of speaking with a young lady today, and I talked. I was asked if I would help the individual, which it was a pleasure. It was an honor to do. It truly was. But I really didn't talk much. I listened to everything that they said, and then, here's another key, I then got their approval to get their agreement that they believed that I listened. And how did I do that? I did that by, one, actually listening, and two, actually paying attention, and three, basically, in a short kind of version, paraphrasing all of the individual's information back to them during our conversation. That proved to that individual that I was listening. That proved to that individual that they had value in my eyes, because they did. That was a sincere interaction between two adults and two human beings. And guess what? Since we all know that most people that we're talking to, including our significant others, really and definitely our kids, aren't really listening to us, that's huge, ladies and gentlemen. When I go to a networking event, I don't try to sell anything, and I would advise you to not try to sell anything. You know, there's a saying, and the saying is you need to be interested and not be interesting. Because guess what? If you're interesting, you don't have to prove it. People will eventually discover how interesting you are, and they'll be more apt and more willing to discover how interesting you are if you're interested in them, if you're interested in what they're saying, if you're interested in what they're doing, if you ask questions that are not just yes and no, questions that provoke and promote conversation. If you actually have a conversation, are you looking at the person? That's another one of my pet peeves. You know, ladies, how many guys are you having a conversation with in a networking event or even a church event or another religious event, and the guy is looking at every woman and every other person that walks by, and you see his eyes or her eyes scanning the room? How many times have you met with a professional that you're dealing with, and that person is clearly not in the conversation? Their body movement shows that they're not in there. Their body posture, their eyes, their gestures. They're looking for the next, what do they call it, prospect, all right? They're going to shake everybody up in a pan, and from that pan, they're going to sift out the gold nuggets. So at this point, you can see you're definitely not a gold nugget in that person's pan or in that person's eyes. You're not a good prospect. I truly believe that if you create a relationship with people and you are a person of quality that gives quality and you give more than you're asking to receive, then you'll win. Zig Ziglar said if you want to have everything that you want, then you need to help as many people as you can to get what they want. And I truly believe that. Jim Rohn said the same thing. He also said that you need to get rich and learn and do different things, not for the money, but for what you will become by doing it, by creating that environment, by getting that knowledge, by earning that respect from other people. You know, he also said that you need to work on your library. Ladies and gentlemen, there are hundreds and thousands and millions of words that we don't understand and things that are going on around us that could enrich us. And we're so busy trying to be the person that got the last word that we miss the boat. You know, there's so many books that I want to read, and I read two books every month. Every month. Some months I actually get to read three, and I still am probably one of the most active individuals that I know. You know, a gentleman that said to me just yesterday, he said, dude, you should be a study in hyperactivity. And yesterday, or today, we were actually talking again, and he said, you know, when I said that, I didn't mean any disrespect. He said, usually it's me that's the one that's hyperactive. He said, and it's refreshing to see another person that's got so many things going on and is doing so many things and that has a positive attitude. That's another thing. You go to a networking event. Nobody wants to hear your problems. Nobody wants to hear about how your dog died, how your farm went bad, how you lost your husband, your wife, your significant other, whatever. Nobody wants to hear that because we've all got problems. When you go to a networking event and when you come home to your significant other, come home with a smile. Bring some joy and happiness into it, all right? I understand that we all have rough days. I understand that not everything goes well. Not everything goes well for me. Hey, Rich Sister, how you doing? Rich Sister is a young lady that also has a show on Blog Talk, and her show is religious-based, and she does a phenomenal job. So, again, and ladies and gentlemen, I'm kind of changing it really quick, but if you get a chance, listen to Rich Sister, and it's Rich Sister, so that's R-I-C-H-S-I-S-T-A-H, and that's Rich Sister on Blog Talk Radio. Phenomenal program. Please give her a listen. But ladies and gentlemen, nobody cares about your problems. You don't care about my problems. What I'm hoping is that some of the things I'm sharing with you are resonating with you, and those things are resonating with you so that you can do what you need to do. You go to a networking event, bring somebody with you. Partner up. All right, I call it the girl, the lady move. If you got somebody that's talking your ear off, you give your friend the nudge or the signal or whatever, and that friend will come over and save you and get you from that networking vulture from hell or that Dracula, you know. Go in teams, go in threes, show your support. If you're part of a networking group, all right, be it a casual contact group or a strong networking group like a BNI or a TIPS or a LaTIPS or something like that. When you go to these events, show your support. Do what you need to do. One of the other things that is critical, it is totally critical, and it's clearly a pet peeve with mine, is if you say you're going to contact, call, or connect an individual, then you need to contact, call, or connect that individual. If somebody gives you a referral, you need to follow that referral through. If someone gives you a bad referral or a bad connection from your networking, then guess what? It is your duty, it is your responsibility to let that person know that what they thought was a good connection, you appreciate it, but it wasn't, and then educate them on what is a good connection for you. You know, there's a saying, it's that a good referral is in the eye of the beholder. Well, if I don't know that I gave you a bad referral and I gave you more and you don't share that with me, whose fault is it that you're continuing to get bad referrals from me or bad connections? It's your fault. Again, ladies and gentlemen, walk the walk and talk the talk. Too many people blow smoke when they go to networking events. Too many people try to get you to an event, and they have absolutely nothing to offer. I'll tell you now, I personally help hundreds of people on a regular basis. Some people are never going to give me business, but they're so kind, so polite, and so professional that I enjoy interacting with them. Some people I just don't want to deal with because you're just too much work. So for all of you out there that are looking to learn how to network, take your time. Be sincere. Love what you do, or at least make me believe that you do. Give quality service and be a giver. That's going to really help you to grow your network. That's going to really help you to grow your business, and that's going to really help you to find success at what it is that you do and want to do. And never give up. Believe in what you're doing and never give up. Remember, it's all about the people. It's not about the profession. It's all about the people. It's not about the places. It's all about the people. It's not about the paper. Don't make money the only reason that you're there networking. Give, and in some cases, give to its hurt, but don't get hurt. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for listening to The Zurian Show. I hope that you found the information useful, and we will have more shows. There's also shows on here from Ivan Meisner, who's considered the doctor and the founder of modern networking, and other great shows to listen to. If you enjoy the show, in the upper left-hand corner, please hit follow and follow the show. If you have any comments, they're always welcome, and usually the chat room is open. Again, I'd like to thank Rich Sister, who was one of the people that was actually in the chat room and also listening today, which was a name I know. And again, she has a phenomenal show. Again, this is Zurian of The Zurian Show saying thank you for your time, and I wish you every success, much success in your life and your future. Take care, be well, and have a great, great life.